you're in the 06010.
Welcome in to the CSS DFS Fantasy Focus Football Podcast. We are Daniel Dopp, Mike Clay, and our buddy Al Zeidenfeld. If you are watching us right now, you can watch us on the ESPN YouTube feeds. You'll find us there every Thursday, video on demand to be able to find us. Also, maybe somewhere else. I don't know. We'll see if we can get this video a few other places. But the podcast you can always find. It is presented by Geico. You can find it wherever you listen to podcasts. And guys, it's been 8 months. We're finally here. Mike, I'm so glad to have you sitting on the couch next to me.
Yeah, I'm excited. We're back. It's been a long time, and we're here for another season. I'm excited. There's so much value here in week number one, so yeah. It's going
to
be fun.
Lot to talk about. Al, super excited to have you, too. I know we don't get to see you nearly as often, so it's always wonderful to see your beautiful smiling face from Los Angeles, California.
I'm glad to be back. I just can't contain my excitement. It's week one of NFL, so like everything starts happening in daily fantasy. I'm just so excited for this week. It's an interesting slate for sure.
Very interesting slate. We're going to dive right into it. If you're a DFS expert and a veteran, welcome back. Thank you so much for coming back for another season of the show. We are going to get into a bunch of great information. If you are new to DFS, if you maybe listened to the earlier DFS or the earlier Fantasy Focus Football Podcast, you want to dip your toe in the water, I want to give you a quick overview of what DFS is. It's going to be 60 seconds and then we'll get right into it. All right. Daily fantasy sports, you have a salary cap. $50,000. You have 9 rostered spots that you need to be able to fill out with that $50,000. Quarterback, 2 running backs, 3 wide receivers, a tight end, a flex, and a defense. So inevitably, you're just being able to fill out the best lineup you can with the money that you have, and you're trying to be able to have some fun. There's good strategy. There's a bunch, but like at a minimum, that's what the game is. You got a salary cap that you're trying to stay underneath. And so we're going to set a new lineup every single week, even when your season-long team sucks. You still have daily fantasy to be able to come back to, and now you got something fun to play for that week. You know what I mean?
Their season-long teams won't suck. I mean, they listen to the main Fantasy Focus podcast all off-season, right? So
all off-season.
Use our rankings, our projections, our content. We're good to go. So you're just going to have a lot to do these next few months, but it's getting to that season. It's football season. You have plenty of time during the week. Set your regular season lineup, set and your DFS lineups, lineup. And we'll be good to go. We're going to help you out.
If you want to join our free league, all right, head on over to DraftKings, search for Fantasy Focus DFS. It is free to enter. $1,000 in prizes here in week one.
No way. You must be $200.
Nope.
$1,000
in prizes here in week one.
So then it must be like a $100 entry fee.
Free
then.
To enter, what? Mike Clay. $1,000. First place takes home $100. Hey, do you want $100 for free?
Yeah.
Al, do you want $100 for free?
If I walked by a $100 bill on the ground, I'd pick it up.
I think that this is a fantastic thing. Everybody should do this. All you have to do is just sign into DraftKings, search Fantasy Focus DFS. You will find our free league. Jump in there. Mike and I are going to be in there so you can play against us, see how you match up. But best of all, it's just free money. Yeah, you got a chance at free money.
And we don't advertise this anywhere else. It's just on the Fantasy Focus podcast. So random people don't know about it. Just jump in. It's just people have listened the past few years. So if you're new, hop in, join us, set a lineup every week. Again, free to enter. Every week we have a new contest, and you're good to go.
And sorry, we've been so slow to start this, but we don't tweet it out because we want you guys here who are a part of this podcast to be able to be the ones that are a part of it. So
you're in this
league with us. Come join us. We don't tweet it. So you search search Fantasy Focus DFS within DraftKings and you'll find it. But first, let's get to some quarterbacks. Let's talk some football. Mike Clay, your beloved Philadelphia Eagles have Jalen Hurts taken on the Atlanta Falcons. And I'm curious, week one, are you trusting Jalen Hurts in your DFS lineup?
I am. And again, we're going to go through some of our great values, right? We have our DFS cheat sheets on the site. You can utilize those, sort through the great values, and then you can go by position, see the, you know, if a guy's an average value, a poor value, whatever we think at each position. So, you know, the guys we're really going to focus in on here, at least from my perspective, are great values. And I'll take more of a cash game angle on this, and then we'll get some insight from Al, with a little bit more of a tournament angle, right? So Hurts, I think, is one of the best cash game plays this week, one of the best values at the position. He's priced as QB8 this week. So second, of course, 7 quarterbacks priced higher in this slate. We're talking about that Sunday slate, that really the millionaire slate with the 1 and 4 o'clock games on Sunday. They're facing the Falcons this week. Second most fantasy points allowed to quarterbacks last season. And maybe worse in the secondary. They had some losses, especially at the safety position. So it could actually be worse this year. And you look at what Hurts did last season. three full games, almost 850 passing yards, five total touchdowns, 238 rushing yards, and another touchdown, and was QB3 in fantasy points. He was very good in those situations because of what he did with his legs and because he had to throw the ball quite a bit. So I think Hurts on the road here against the Falcons, the defense, it's still a work in progress. Hurts sets up very nicely.
Yeah, only $6,400. I love that price point for him. Al, I want to talk to you about Kyler Murray, another rushing quarterback that we see here that you like. Kyler's taking on the Tennessee Titans at $7,600. What is it that you like about Murray in this matchup?
Well, just to kind of be quick about it, Kyler Murray through 10 weeks last season was the highest scoring quarterback. He was the QB1 of all time. And he only played 9 games in those 10 weeks. So he was on a pace to basically break fantasy football. Then he had that shoulder injury, and it kind of tailed off after that. They didn't run him as much. He wasn't throwing as efficiently past that point. Now he's got a great matchup here with Tennessee. You're going to have to pay up to get him. We're going to want to stack him with receivers, and we know that there's guys that we can do that with as well. Tennessee is not good at blitzing. I think they had like the 5th lowest sack rate when blitzing last season, and they were bottom 5 in passer rating and pass touchdown rate when quarterbacks escape the pocket. Well, guess what Kyler's really good at? Kind of escaping the pocket. So the puzzle pieces kind of fit here. You have a great rushing floor with his yardage, possibility for a ceiling. And this is one of the games that has a total over 50. So really high team totals and a possible shootout.
I love that. That's one of the things that you're looking for. And Al, I'm glad that you brought that up. The idea of high team totals and you're looking for a lot of points to be scored. The shootout aspect is something that's really exciting. Plus, it's just fun when there's a lot of points scored. Can we just be honest about that?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm curious to see if that carries over because we had a historic offensive season last year. You know, there were fewer penalties. I'm curious to see if scoring comes back to earth this year a little bit, which is how I'm kind of projecting it out. I think naturally you have to because last year was so off the charts, or if we just keep rolling, you know, and maybe we will. So we'll see how it
works.
We'll
find out. Yeah. All right. So we like Jalen Hurts. We got Kyler Murray as well. A couple of others that we want to mention real quickly. Josh Allen, $7,400. That actually seems pretty cheap for Josh Allen, given like what peak Josh Allen is. Mind you, tough Steelers defense. So I'm assuming that's a part of it, which is where we're at. But $7,400, like him as well, comes in at a good value. And Ryan Fitzpatrick, only $5,500, completed over 20 passes 4 times last year, averaged over 25 DraftKings points in those games. I think Ryan Fitzpatrick, if you're looking for a cheap option, could be a really nice, cheap quarterback this week.
Yep. Agreed. Agreed. At home against the Chargers. Yep.
Let's do it. All right, let's move on to some running backs. We're going to talk first about Mike. You're just, I mean, you love this guy.
Yeah, crush this year.
Antonio
sure.
Gibson, and here's the thing. Antonio Gibson, only $5,900 taking on the Chargers. That just seems so unbelievably low for Antonio Gibson here in week one.
Yeah, I just thought of something. I think he's going to be my ride or die this year.
Oh,
I've
yeah?
I've never heard that before. Is that right?
Interesting.
You see what I'm doing there, ride or die?
Maybe like, you do die or ride. He's going to be my die or ride.
No, I like ride or die.
You
no
like
one
ride
else
or
has
die?
Done that before, right?
Okay.
No, I'm going to
all right.
do that.
Now. All right, do it. Yeah, do it.
No, look, love Antonio Gibson. Love the high ceiling this year. I think he could really take it to the next level. This is a guy who is, I think, the best week one value in DFS. He checks in at 5,900 again at home against the Chargers defense that, you know, I feel like they're hyped up this year. They lost some pieces in the offseason, right? We'll see if Brandon Staley can maximize the talent there, but they did lose some good players in the offseason, including guys like Casey Hayward and Melvin Ingram, so Denzel Perryman. So we'll see what they can do out of the gate. But traveling to Washington to play this improved offense, I think, is going to be tough on them. But look, Gibson, 11 touchdowns, was the number 13 scoring running back last season. I expect more pass catching. Remember, this is a guy who a little over a year ago was at the combine working out with the wide receivers. He had 33 career carries in college. He steps in, averages almost 5 yards per carry. He's one of the most effective rushers in the league, has good size, can handle goal line work, can handle a lot of carries. And again, he has it in him to potentially double his passing game work. So really excited about Gibson. Again, 5,900. This might be his lowest price point of the season.
Yeah.
So while you can take the discount, do it here in week number one.
I'm with you. Signing up for Antonio Gibson. Al, you want to talk about Alvin Kamara, who comes in at $8,600. And we haven't yet to really talk about a high price or someone over that $8,000 mark. So here we are. Week one, it's tough because we don't have a lot to look at when you're looking at defenses and new teams and everything. But Alvin Kamara, tell me why he's worth that $8,600 investment this week.
A, you can afford him pretty easily, and we're going to understand why once we get to the wide receiver
yes, we
portion
will.
Of the
yep.
show. So you're going to pay up for somebody at running back, and maybe two of these superstar running backs who are involved in the passing game, right? So Alvin Kamara has played a lot of games on the Saints with Michael Thomas. He's also played some games without him, at least the last 2 years. 21 games with Michael Thomas, 8 games without. In the 21 games with Michael Thomas active, he has averaged 18.15 PPR points per game. In the 8 games that he did not play, Michael Thomas did not play, and Alvin Kamara did, he averaged 30.89 PPR points per game. He had an uptick in receptions. He had an uptick in rushing volume. He had an uptick in catches. Guess what? Michael Thomas is out this week. It's a great matchup. Another game that could possibly shoot out to high-powered offenses. No, it's not a home game for the Saints as they're playing in Jacksonville and not New Orleans because of the devastation there. But an amazing smash spot as there just aren't that many players to throw the ball to. So like 8-plus targets is certainly on the table here. And if I told you that you were going to get 8-plus targets from a receiver, you'd be like, wow, I got to play that guy. Well, you're also getting somebody who's going to get 15 carries. The bulk of the inside the five work, considering that Latavius Murray was just cut, and all that work in the passing game. He's an absolute smash play this week.
I love smash plays. Al loves smash plays.
He does.
Yeah, he's a big smash
player. Al Smashel.
I didn't like that one. No. I didn't like it. No, I didn't. It didn't work.
Came in 1 second. So, I mean, I didn't put any thinking in it. Al Smashel.
I love it.
Hashtag Al
Smashel. A couple other running backs we want to mention real quick. Jace Edmonds, $4,600. That is pretty cheap. Mind you, he's still got James Conner going to be a running back by committee approach there a little bit. James Robinson, only $6,400, taking on the Houston Texans. Really like that value a lot. Mm-hmm. Dalvin Cook, $9,100, taking on the Cincinnati Bengals. Another guy that is a little bit more money, but as I alluded to, we're going to have ways that we can get these more expensive running backs into our lineups. Joe Mixon, $6,200, and Najee Harris, $6,300. So a lot of running backs right in that 6,000 range that we think are pretty good value here this week.
Yeah, Najee Harris, cheaper than Miles Sanders, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, James Robinson, DeAndre Swift. I mean, as we're going to harp on this when we get to receivers, but rookies across the board, extremely underpriced in week one. You're probably going to want some rookie investment in your cash game lineups and certainly some of your tournaments as well. And really quick on Chase Edmonds, look, he was RB25 last year as, you know, a passing down compliment to Kenyon Drake. He's priced as RB35 here in this week one slate, which of course doesn't have three of the games, right? Doesn't have the Thursday, Sunday, or Monday. Still 35th in line. He's going to handle more as a rusher on top of the passing game work. Tremendous value for Chase Edmonds. If you could slide him in as really your running back too, you're sitting pretty.
Yeah, I like that. I wish for Chase Edmonds' value that Arizona had not signed James Conner, but I understand the reason why they go out there and get insurance, because insurance is important, Mike Clay.
Indeed, it is. Well done. And I do have a question for both of you guys, actually. Do you own or rent your home?
I rent Al's home, yes. Al rents me a portion of his home.
I gotcha. Well, of course you do. And I bet it can be hard work. You know what's easy?
Nope.
You know what's easy?
Nope.
Bundling policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowners and renters insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com.
Guys, now is the time to celebrate. The NFL is finally back in DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of the NFL, and our partner here on the Fantasy Focus DFS podcast has millions of reasons why you should be excited. To kick off the football season, DraftKings is giving new customers a free shot at a $1 million top prize with a total of $4 million up for grabs in tonight's opener. Getting in on tonight's single game showdown is easy. You draft 6 players from the season opener, stay under the salary cap, and see how your team stacks up against the competition. Head on over to the app now and feel the action like never before with a free shot at a $1 million payday. Download the DraftKings app now and use code FFF. This week, new customers can get a free shot at $1 million in top prizes and $4 million in total prizes. Enter the code FFF again for a free shot at the $1 million top prize with your first deposit. That's code FFF only at DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of the NFL. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. And when you're over there, make sure you also sign up for our free league. Again, free fantasy focused DFS. Sign up for that as well when you're signing up with the code FFF. All right. We've been talking about it. We've been alluding to it. Wide receivers there's just so much value here. We could have spent the entire show just talking about the value that we have at the wide receiver position here. Mike, I'm just going to open it up and start with you. Marvin Jones, $3,600, hashtag too cheap. Yeah. Hashtag too cheap.
Yeah, let me ask you a question. So there's 16 games this week. 16. Again, there's 13 in this slate, right? So you're removing three. Now you're ranking receivers. Where roughly do you think you would put Marvin Jones in those rankings?
With Marvin Jones is probably in the mid-30s.
Yeah, maybe like 35, 40 range, right?
Yeah.
Well, 70 wide receivers are priced higher in week one. 70. For this guy. That doesn't make any sense
to me.
That
makes no sense.
At all. So as we sort through some of these tremendous values at wide receiver, we're going to try to find the best ones. And I think without question, he is, because he costs so little, has a good matchup. Yes, it's his debut with Jacksonville, but he could be as high as their number one wide receiver in this game. And he's a tremendous matchup against a Houston defense that, you know, we thought they'd be without their top corner, Bradley Roby. Well, now they will be all season because they traded him to the New Orleans Saints. So a rough spot for that defense for sure as they kind of rebuild that team. And look at the way Marvin Jones is utilized makes him, you know, fine for cash at his price point.
Yes.
Tremendous for cash, but especially tournaments. He has finished top 25 in end zone targets and average depth of target five straight seasons.
So hey, I know.
Deep targets, end zone targets. It adds up to potentially huge games. And we've seen that from him. He's been a big play monster, a touchdown monster throughout his career. Now he has Trevor Lawrence down there in Jacksonville. So I think Marvin Jones at his price point just throw him in there. I mean, it's just way too little for a player that good.
Yeah, $3,600 is so unbelievably inexpensive. My only fear and my question for you back, Mike, real quick, just as a rebuttal, any concern about having a rookie quarterback first game out there? I mean, I think that's sort of baked into the price point, right? I mean, that's a part of it. Like, it happens. It comes along with the ability of like, hey, $3,600 for this guy. But are you worried about Trevor Lawrence potentially as his rookie debut here?
Not really, because Lawrence has looked pretty good. And, you know, again, he could catch a 10-yard touchdown and basically be at his price. He could have one target, get a touchdown, and that's it.
Yeah.
Or he could do what we would expect, you know, maybe score a touchdown, but probably get five, six, seven.
Five catches for 60 yards.
But again, if they were playing a tougher team, I might think, wow, it could be a disaster here. But they're playing Houston, and this is expected to be a game where they could score plenty of points. It's a great situation for Trevor Lawrence to step in as such a talented player, the number one pick, and play one. Maybe, look, on paper, I think it's the worst defense in the NFL. I think it's easily the worst defense on paper in the NFL. So, again, all things considered, I think it's a smash play, as they say, to make up a term. Smash play.
A clash play.
A clash play.
Okay. Right? C-L-A-S? Clay,
yeah,
clash?
We're bad at this.
Clay smash?
We are bad at this.
Yeah, this was not our best.
Al, play. Who you got?
Al, Mike alluded to the rookies and how cheap they are, and you want to talk about Rondale Moore because he comes in at $3,000, Al Zeidenfeld.
I mean, look, should you stay or should you go now on Rondale Moore? You know, segueing from the clash that you just
I love
talked
it.
About.
Look at you.
I think you should stay now. Because he's the absolute stone minimum. He's stepping into the Larry Fitzgerald role in this horizontal raid offense that Cliffy runs over in Arizona. And he's just going to get – he could end this week with six targets, five of them being negative air yards targets. And typically, those bubble screens, little jailbreak screens, whatever they run on the mesh stuff on the outside to that Larry Fitzgerald role in this offense, it's easy catches. Like, he could walk out with five catches, all negative air yards, but – when you figure what Larry Fitzgerald was able to do and be a capable PPR player last season, but was priced between 4,500 and 5,500 most weeks, you're getting that at 3,000 with somebody who might be a little more spry than the ageless one, Larry Fitzgerald. So like if he catches one 20-yard pass, as Mike said, there's so many guys that are like rookies that are 3K to 4K. And I'm not going to tell you that any of them are bad plays this week because we look for volume. They're all going to get it. And Rondale Moore is probably the safest floor of all of them. All of them have similar ceilings. There's like nine guys out there. I would not be shocked if you had like three, four rookies in your lineups this week. It's a scene, man. It's really weird this week in week one, but I'm here for it.
I'm here for it too. We're about to run through the quote unquote other wide receivers that we like. And I just need you to sit down because it's going to be a minute because there's a lot to get to. But as a reminder, Marvin Jones, $3,600. Really love his value. Rondale Moore, Al just talked about him. $3,000. Love his value. A couple more. Please forgive me when I just say all of them in a row. Marquez Callaway, $3,400. Jalen Waddle, $3,600 against the Patriots. T. Higgins, $4,700. You know who costs more expensive? Who costs more than T. Higgins?
Who's that?
Ja'Marr Chase at $4,800. I love T. Higgins. Like, he's definitely the Bengals wide receiver. And we talked about him in the season-long show, but the Bengals wide receiver based on price point that I love this this
no question.
Week in
tough,
DraftKings.
Tougher matchup definitely. Than usual, but at this price point, you know, the volume will be there, yeah.
Davante Adams, $8,300. Michael, which seems, anytime you get Davante Adams under 9K, feels like a steal to
me.
Yeah,
no doubt.
Michael Pittman, $4,100. Devonta Smith, $4,500, taking on the Falcons. Jerry Jeudy, under 5K at $4,800. And Jalen Reagor, $3,700, again, taking on the Falcons. Jalen Reagor, I realize, struggled, didn't do all the things that we were hoping to see as a last year as a rookie, but $3,700, Mike Clay.
Yeah, no question about it. We both Eagles receivers in there. We talked about Jalen Hurts. You could potentially put some stacks together yep. in a tournament. Keep in mind, with Waddle, Will Fuller is suspended, so he's going to come right in and play a huge role. You might think, well, Devontae Parker and Fuller, and you know they might want to use these guys. There's no Fuller in this game. He is going to play a huge role. And, you know, I can apply this stat to both Waddle and Devontae Smith. They were both top 10 picks. Six of the seven wide receivers picked in the top 10 over the past decade who didn't get hurt, played 13-plus games. Six of the seven were top 30 fantasy receivers. So it's, again, possible these price points go way up for a guy like Smith and Waddle going forward. Really interesting. And by the way, T. Higgins, the 40th price receiver this week. He finished 21 wow. in his 14 full games last year. And again, we expect him to be pretty much the clear number one in this matchup as Jamar Chase learns how to catch the ball, honestly. And that sounds like I'm insulting him, but he said he's having a hard time with it. He said transitioning from the college to the pro ball has been an issue. And so he's still learning the ropes and he's going to come along slowly. In the meantime, it should be the T. Higgins and Tyler Boyd show.
I love it. I'm all in. There are so many wide receivers. We couldn't even name them all, but definitely go in. There's so many values at wide receiver this week. And check out both Mike and Al have beautiful articles on ESPN Plus. You can go and check out. Mike, you've got a great value rater that we're able to go through and talk about if they're great values, good values, what you like. So really, really useful. Definitely check that out. Al with your Best Buys column, which we love every week. So definitely check that one out too. Let's move on to some tight ends. We're getting real close to the end, Mike.
Yeah,
everyone's favorite part of the
Moving
show
quick.
Where we talk about why my lineup is better than yours. Kyle Pitts comes in at $4,400 taking on your Philadelphia Eagles. Another rookie that just feels like they're priced super low, but it's a rookie. How do you know what the expectations are, Mike Clay?
Yeah, and well, because he was top five pick and the crazy talent. I mean, he didn't do a lot in the preseason, but he catches the ball and then you're just like, I should have drafted this player with the first overall pick because, oh my goodness, this guy looks ridiculous. So, look, here's the thing, though. Playing the Eagles, it's a decent matchup here against their, you know, reworked linebackers and safety. So, and you'll probably see some Avante Maddox in the slot, too. He's kind of a de facto slot receiver. But he's almost half the cost of Travis Kelce. Mm-hmm. And that's what makes him really appealing. You know, I think Kelce is a good value, too. But considering that Pitts is about half the price, it makes him very appealing here. Should be the number two target behind Calvin Ridley right away. Again, like the matchup. And how about this? He is 6'6". He is 6 inches on Calvin Ridley and Russell Gage. And we expect them three to be the top targets, right? Yeah. Really dominate targets of those three guys. Well, once they get to the goal line, the guy that's 6 inches taller, that's where the ball is going to go. We've seen that historically in the NFL just based on play calling. So that's another edge. Good chance that he scores a touchdown in this matchup. So like Pitts a lot at this price.
Yeah. No, one of the things that I have said often is you can't teach size. And
I think you made that
you're
up.
You're known for saying that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's one of the things with Kyle Pitts that I think you're on a great point there.
There you go.
Al, I want to talk with you about tight ends because you love Logan Thomas this week. Again, only $4,600 for the Washington football team.
Love him.
I love this price point. Talk to us about why you love Logan Thomas here, Al.
I like the zig when everybody else zags. So, like, if everybody's going to look over here and say, ooh, Kyle Pitts, shiny new toy, and he's a great value and is in a
That's
great offensive situation.
Is he making fun of me?
I think so. Am I looking
then
that way, too?
I'm going to look over here and say Logan Thomas, who led the league in terms of routes run per quarterback dropback last year and was signed to a long-term deal after his breakout year last season where we saw him basically garner more targets and more end zone usage and more red zone usage as the season went on. This team has already committed to him and is going to continue to keep him in that role. When he's on the field, he's not out there to block. He's basically a wide receiver who's just bigger and a little bit huskier, so they let him have that tight end role. At least in fantasy. So I'm paying 200 more to be a little bit more contrarian over Kyle Pitts. And guess what? Far be it from me to think that Fitzmagic is a better quarterback than what he had last year, but I think that there is going to be improved quarterback play. So you have all of those things in terms of his volume and routes run and targets and we get better quarterback play from somebody who's going to challenge. So I really like Logan Thomas both in season long, but specifically for this week, based on everything that you have to think about when you're playing in tournament.
Yeah, to Al's point there, just an awesome stat on Logan Thomas. Had a top 10 fantasy week with four different quarterbacks last year. None of those four quarterbacks are starting this weekend.
Wow.
Or even starting the season at all. They're not starters in the NFL. Wow. Pretty incredible. Now he goes to Ryan Fitzpatrick, who was top, I think he was third in QBR last year, something like third or fourth in QBR.
Yeah.
I mean, if he plays at that level, Washington is a Super Bowl candidate. We'll see if he can do it for a full season.
Watch out. Yeah. A couple of the tight ends that we really love, Travis Kelce. We'd be remiss not, like every week, we basically have to mention Travis Kelce. $8,300 taken on Cleveland. George Kittle, $6,300 taken on the Detroit Lions. Feels like a great spot for Kittle against what is going to be a tough Detroit defense for me all year long. I think that's a fair thing to say. It's going to be difficult. And then also, TJ Hockenson, $4,900 taking on the 49ers. Mm-hmm. That's a great price for TJ Hockenson. He's the number one pass catcher in that offense.
No question about it. Absolutely. There's definitely some good tight end values this week, and we're going to have some good tight end battles, right? We have Hockenson going up against Kittle, and we have Andrews going up against Waller. You're talking about elite tight ends. Those two games are going to feature four of the best in the NFL.
I love it. Fantastic. Hey, football fans, I want to tell you about NFLSundayTicket.tv. It's like having a front row seat to every live out-of-market game every single Sunday afternoon. No matter where you live, streamed right to your favorite device. And this season, that means you get 18 weeks of glory and more games than ever before. Visit NFLSundayTicket.tv and order today. Use promo code FFF2021 at checkout to save 15%. That's FFF. 2021 at checkout to save 15%. Select international games excluded. Eligibility restrictions apply. Compatible device required. Data charges may apply. It is now time,
it's time
for Beard versus the Brain, brought to you by Geico. Whether you rent or own, Geico makes it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. Go to geico.com today. Beard versus the Brain.
It says squirrel versus
brain. I know,
did
I changed
change
it. I
right
changed
on
it on the fly, yeah.
That's what we're going with now, on the fly.
Well, because of the alliteration, you know, beard versus brain.
I kind of like it.
Yeah, so what we're going to do at this point, in case you have listened to us all along and you know how this works, Mike and I are both going to pick lineups. If you're new, Mike and I do a weekly thing where we go head-to-head against each other. We keep track of it on the show. We're really excited the weeks that I beat Mike because it's cool. And Mike
and
beats me most
so little.
Every once in
you
a while.
Know, everyone likes the underdog, right? But you
exactly.
Know. So I destroyed you 2 years ago, beat you last year. It was a little closer.
Last
so
year was
you're
closer.
Progress.
Yeah, so I got better last year.
Yeah.
All right. So give us your week one head-to-head lineup, Michael Clay.
All right, let's do it. And you're all familiar names. We talked about almost everyone here, and maybe everyone. Kyler Murray is my quarterback. Antonio Gibson and James Robinson at running back. I think we touched on him briefly, but no, Travis Etienne, he's going to be busy in that offense against Houston. Devontae Adams, again, you can afford to spend up for the top receiver in fantasy. Marvin Jones, too cheap to pass on. Marquez Callaway, he'll be the number one receiver for the Saints against Green Bay. Devontae Smith for the Eagles should be their number one right out of the gate, only 4,500. Again, spending up on big names here. Travis Kelce.
Yep.
So we got Kelce, Adams, Murray. I mean, you got a star at all three of those positions. I'm going to spend up on him. And Falcons defense, only 2,000 against Jalen Hurts in his fourth career start. And again, Hurts could be great in fantasy, love him as a value, and still turn it over a couple times. And Atlanta pays off. But they're only 2K, so an easy price point there. So there it is. There's a winning head-to-head week one lineup.
I like that head-to-head lineup. I actually looked at doing that Eagles stack because it's so cheap with both of those running backs, wide receivers. Even if you put Dallas Goedert in there in place of one of them, it's still really
and
expensive.
And you did do one, unless you changed it.
Nope, I did. So I didn't do a double stack, though. But for my weekly head-to-head lineup, I went with Jalen Hurts, $6,400. My running backs are Dalvin Cook and Antonio Gibson. Pretty good. My wide receivers are Tyreek Hill, Brandon Ayuk, going up against that not tough Lions defense. Marvin Jones, hashtag too cheap. I'm doing the stack here. Devonta Smith, $4,500 with Jalen Hurts. I got Kyle Pitts as my tight end, and the Texans coming in as my defense at $2,100.
Yeah, I like it. I mean, it's hard to put together a bad week one lineup because there's so many good players at low price points.
If you
look at your lineup after you set it this week, especially in cash, this is where it's key, and you're like, I don't really like it. I have too many like shaky players. Then you did it wrong. Like, start over. You know,
yeah.
There's just too many.
You should feel
good
when you finish.
Yes.
Agreed. Yeah. Al, give us your tournament lineup. Obviously, we know Mike and I are setting lineups for more cash games. That's what our DFS tournament is. If you go into Focus DFS on DraftKings, it is a cash game like that. But for tournaments, you got big plays. You can do multiple entries. What is it that you like here as far as a good tournament lineup?
So with tournaments, you want to correlate your lineup. So like if you got the mushroom jacket, you got to have the mushroom belt. You got to coordinate. You got to correlate when it comes to your tournament. So I'm going to go with a quarterback, a double stack. I'm going to bring it back with a player on the opposing team because if my stack goes off, then the other team is probably going to be doing well as well. And it's much easier to be right about one thing than it is about four things. So if you're playing four uncoordinated, uncorrelated players, it's much tougher. So I'm going to go with a Matt Ryan double stack with Calvin Ridley and Kyle Pitts. I know that Kyle Pitts is going to be somewhat popular. I'm going to bring that back with Devonta Smith. Our running backs are going to be Dalvin Cook and Chris Carson. I'm actually going to correlate both of those in this lineup. I'm going to correlate Dalvin Cook with T. Higgins on the Cincinnati Bengals. I'm going to correlate Chris Carson with Michael Pittman Jr. on the Colts. And I'm going to go with the Broncos defense, which is going to make that different because it's very in vogue to pay down at defense because of how much variance is inherent in the position for fantasy. So paying up for a defense is a great way to get contrarian in tournament. Now, with those rules, a double stack with your quarterback, a bring back player, and a secondary stack with two other correlated players, I think that this is a winning strategy in tournaments. Now, Stop, you're not a high stakes tournament player, right?
No.
Okay, so no. I have an idea.
Okay.
How about I stake you in a low entry, limited entry tournament every single week this season? So I'm going to send you some money every week, and you're going to enter like a $500 tournament on DraftKings. There's one this week, $100,000 prize pool, $555 entry fee, 200 people. You only have to beat 199 other people.
Yeah.
I need you to, though, you're going to enter the lineup, whichever one you want, but it's going to be based around those rules. Are you down?
Yeah. You want to let me do a $500 lineup? Sure. Of course I'm down.
Where do the winnings go?
Is this for real?
This is for real. Let's do this every single week. I'm going to send you some money every week, and you're going to enter the tournament that I tell you to enter, but you're going to make the lineup based around these rules. If we lose, then we lose, and it's great content because we could talk about, you know, that you stunk this week.
And DFS is really hard.
Podcast.
Yeah.
It is. DFS is extremely hard. But if you win, we'll split the winnings 50-50, you and me.
Whoa, right, whoa, what about me? I'm sitting right here.
Wow.
I want 10%.
Al,
I want 5%.
If Dop wins, he has to take you to lunch at the Calf.
That's fair. Well, everyone expects Al to win. Mike, your brain is so unbelievably large.
No, I want 10%.
I'll tell you what. No. Al, I will totally take you up on that. That is incredible.
What do you mean,
are you kidding
me? You're getting free money.
That's amazing. 10%. Yes, sign me up. I would love to do that. I think it would be a great strategy, especially because we've got you guys are so great at this, that being able to utilize a lot of the information that we get can just hopefully go and prove that, hey, man, we can give you guys some good winners and some good picks that you can do. Sign me up.
Yeah.
That sounds awesome. Let's talk about that. Yes, Al.
Sign me up for 10%.
No. No, Mike, no. But I do love you.
The problem is you don't get 10% when they have a song that drops in on the podcast that says how smart you are. You forfeited that right.
That's right.
No, I did not. You did not do that. I didn't do that. But in all seriousness, really quick before we sign off, speaking of 200-person tournaments, Dave Bergman is a professor at UConn up near us. He lives pretty close to campus, actually. Won a $2.5 million pot last year at DraftKings.
Yeah.
Was awesome, an awesome story. Another big-time winner along with Al, who won the Millionaire Maker. I did a long interview with him, asked him about some strategies he utilizes. Some of them certainly overlap with what we've talked about with Al. Some are a little different. So that interview is free in the chalk section over at ESPN.com. Check that out before you start setting lineups for this season.
Oh, love that. That's a free interview, too.
Yes.
Dope. Yeah. Definitely go check that out. That will be really cool. Al, I can't believe this. I can't believe we're going to do this thing. That's so exciting. Oh, I'm stoked. All right. I am Daniel Dopp. This is Mike Clay. That is Al Zeidenfeld. You can follow me on Twitter at Daniel Dopp. You can follow Mike at Mike Clay NFL, and you can follow at Al Zeidenfeld at Al_Smizzle, or are you at Al Zeidenfeld still?
At Al Zeidenfeld.
At Al Zeidenfeld. Zeidenfeld. Follow him on Twitter. Guys, thank you so much. Super stoked to be able to do this DFS podcast. Please come back next Thursday. We love you guys. Stay safe. Be good to other people, and good luck in week one.
No secret, not a mystery. The one that we depend on for all our podcast needs. Graduate, Full Sail, you a Lions fan through and through. With the hippest beard, I'm telling you, he's dead.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.